You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We think of freedom in America as some kind of antidote to the repression of places around the world. Coming to America, the only answer for people whose homeland offers no life for a young person, no future for a child. Think about that conversation we just had with the young woman from Somalia. Escaping from violent lands really is just the beginning of a process of starting a new life, new with modern details that for some are impossible to imagine.
There's something called apartment. I've never had, met, and I've never seen it.
Shower. How does it look like? Shower.
I've never used electricity, so I imagine it is really very hard for me to do that.
Shower. What does it look like? That excerpt from a documentary about young boys from Sudan who came to Pittsburgh in the last decade shows just how disorienting American freedom and American habits can be.
I think many of us have so many questions to ask, but I think we have few people to answer.
We do not throw things away through the window.
The food we got in the plane was not really good as what we used to be eating.
In the United States, we had this only one wife. These things are going to affect us. In the United States, people are not friendly. You can find somebody walking in the street by himself, you know, don't even talk, you know.
People in the United States are not friendly. Consider the challenges of those boys from Sudan trying to fit in America. Now, add the similar challenges for young men from Somalia, the Middle East, from violent Chechnya and Dagestan, where the Tsarnaev brothers came from, and suddenly, freedom presents a complicated and frustrating reality for people trying to create a new life here. According to the 2010 census, 15% of the immigrant population is between the ages of 5 and 17, coming of age in a place where they struggle to find their own identity. Marcelo Suarez Orozco has interviewed hundreds of immigrant children over the course of his career as an anthropologist. He's the dean of UCLA's Graduate School of Education and Information Studies and is co-author of Learning a New Land, Immigrant Students in American Society. Marcelo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
So what challenges do you see? You've heard those voices there. You've certainly had a chance to think about what we're learning regarding the Tsarnaev brothers from Dagestan and their coming-of-age experience in the United States. What have you discovered?
Well, what we discovered, John, is that first and foremost, we take more immigrants from all over the world. We take three times more than the second largest country of immigration in the world. So we have the entire range. Children from close to 190 different countries and territories go to our schools. We'll go to our schools this morning in New York, in Los Angeles. So the issues these children face are the issues that all children face. In addition, youth and young folk that migrate, especially during adolescence, face unique challenges, language challenges, identity challenges, cultural challenges. Many of these kids carry wounds within themselves, the wounds of war, the wounds of displacement, the wounds of multiple separations. The challenges are huge, but the majority of these kids struggle and eventually do develop an American identity and do connect. They remain, the majority of the children are not obviously end up with the horror we faced in Boston.
No, that's certainly true. And the majority clearly are not having these kinds of problems. But I'm wondering how you balance the question of being vigilant about the wounds that you just referred to, being sensitive to the find your identity question, which can be very, very huge for teenagers, without casting everybody who's an immigrant coming from someplace that might have had a conflict as some sort of time bomb waiting to go off.
Well, again, the better we connect, the more we're aware. What we discovered in our research is that beneath the surface, these kids are dealing with major, major issues. Many times the teachers are not aware. It really took a lot of in-depth psychological, anthropological, sociological instruments for us to begin to get a sense of the nature, of the depth of the issues facing these kids. So knowing them, connecting them, there are programs. We have marvelous programs that deal very well and make it easy for these kids to connect with us. The international schools in New York, the community school here at UCLA in Los Angeles. There are examples. There are examples throughout our country of dedicated teachers, counselors, coaches, ministers who really do a tremendous work of really coming to understand the inner experience of these children, connect with them, and serve as bridges so that the kids can manage the kinds of dualities, the kinds of tensions, the kinds of contradictions that come with being a refugee, with being a young immigrant in a society that is so complex, that is in many ways the most welcoming of all countries of immigration.
And the issues are very, very challenging, and the interventions also very, very interesting there. Marcelo Suarez Orozco is dean of the UCLA Graduate School of Education and Information Studies, co-author of Learning a New Land, Immigrant Students in American Society. Thanks, Marcelo.
Thank you, John.
So this experience of finding an identity in a new land is familiar to immigrants who have to watch their own children struggle. Here's Iraqi refugee Ala Majid telling us the story of her two sons.
It's hard to really make them adjust to a new life. I think they are still thinking about their past, and they still feel unstable. Everywhere I take them, they still feel unstable, and especially in New York City. It was not easy to stay there for the last 4 years.
I'd love to hear your stories. Part of the issue of finding a new identity is finding good neighbors or better neighbors. What kind of a neighbor are you?
Hi, my name is Raul from Miami, Florida. I live in a small townhouse community here. We love it because all of us know one another. We're all friends. All the neighbors know each other by name. We know each other's dog, each other's kids. We watch out for each other. It's what makes our neighborhood great.
Do you know your neighbors? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Do you know their stories? We'll be talking about the importance of knowing your neighbors later this week on The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.